Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, Director of Marketing at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, and my co-host and partner in good, Miss Crystal Clark.
Good morning.
With no E.
That's right.
Did you see that?
You fixed it.
Y'all, I misspelled her name.
And for how many months?
I don't know. Year. Right?
It's such a beautiful Friday.
It is a beautiful Friday.
And I'm always, as always, I'm glad to be here with you.
Well,
and
thank
Shelley.
You always make me better. And producer Shelley is with us. All right. Your Power, Your Money, little housekeeping here, is about how you can take control of your money life, right? Mm-hmm. You can find us right here, actually, each Friday morning at 9:06 a.m. on Super Talk 103. Or check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm. Look for Your Power, Your Money, and you can listen anytime. Okay, Crystal, mm-hmm. Our topic this week, it is tax refund season.
It is.
So we want to offer our listeners five ways to spend your tax refund.
Okay.
So as I said, it's tax season, and here on Your Power, Your Money, we know that that big influx of cash is great, but spending it wisely is hard.
Yes, wisely is the key word there.
Wisely, right.
So that's right. April 15th is the filing deadline. Or for some folks, it may be a file extension for various reasons, but mostly between now and April 15th, many people file their taxes and hopefully get a refund.
That's right.
And I'm expecting one. I'm excited.
Well, okay, that's true. And so our topic today is all about how to use that tax mm-hmm. refund. So as we take our listeners on this journey about thinking about, well, how can I do better when it comes to my money?
Right.
This is one of those times where you can make some progress, and it's fairly painless, and it helps you kind of take control of your money life.
That's right. Well, we all know that money can't buy happiness.
I'd like to try.
Yes, but having a healthy relationship with your money can certainly reduce stress and pave the way to financial freedom. So, have you filed your return?
Do you know me?
Yes, I do.
I mean,
so probably
what's
not.
The date? What is February 28th? No. You know, and there's several ways to do it.
Uh-huh.
There's a federal site, irs.gov.
Right.
You know, you can find all sort of tax vendors that'll do this for you. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you itemize, you have a lot more money, you may use your accountant.
Right.
But, you know, the thing is, and the topic we're talking about is when you get filed and you get back that return,
mm-hmm.
some ways, you know,
that you can make your money work for you.
Sure can. So we know it can't buy happiness, right? And we know
but
April
it can help
15th
with it.
Can make you help. Give you a little help, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2023, the average tax fund was about $2,700,
okay.
right? And many are seeing higher returns last year. But, you know, with the way the economy's been, depending on your deductions, you know, some people like to use their money during the year,
mm-hmm.
and they take less of a deduction. But that's the power of learning how to fall in love with your money
right.
through Your Power, Your Money, your favorite radio show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's get started.
Okay. So the first thing that we're going to do is tackle debt.
Number one.
So it may not be the most exciting way to spend your refund, but it's a way to help you with your financial freedom. So paying off a credit card debt is a crucial step toward creating a healthy financial picture. Put your refund towards the credit card balance with the highest interest. This is the card costing you the most in the long run.
Okay.
So
assuming you have multiple cards.
You could have multiple cards.
Right.
So
okay.
just tackling that debt and starting to pay off those, I guess, those higher balance bills, that can help you on your journey to financial freedom. Two things about tackling your debt. Freeing up funds that would normally go towards high interest and giving your credit score a boost.
Well, that's
so
a
there's
big deal.
There's two positives.
You're right.
Freeing up funds that you would normally spend towards high interest, and you're giving your credit score a boost.
Well, and again, this is where I like to talk about our mobile application
mm-hmm.
and our online banking system.
Yes.
Savvy Money,
yes.
a third party that we have that can help you sort of manage your credit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. I mean,
it's a great tool.
Every day when I log on, I can see if I've done good
mm-hmm.
or if I've done bad.
I had a plus this time, so
see, I was in the red. But that's okay. Excited. I'll get back. I will get back.
It holds you accountable and it lets you see what progress you're making or what things you need to do to increase that score. So if you are our member, if you haven't had a chance to come by and see us, please utilize that online banking. That app is amazing. It can help you with planning your goals.
It's hard to explain. I mean, you open up your online banking, particularly at your desktop. Mm-hmm. That's where I really have it set up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't need to be tortured on my phone. But it really has shown me, okay, I go ahead and make this payment, mm-hmm. hold off on something entertainment-wise,
right.
and boom, you get that gratification of actually seeing in real time your credit
yes.
score, you know, go up. So it's a great tool. It's just one of the many financial technology tools that we offer at First Mississippi. Now, I want to go back to, tackling your debt feels a little less sexy
right.
than a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, the joy you get on that vacation will fade very quickly.
Yes.
But the feeling you get when you don't have debt hanging over your head
right.
is amazing. So, as Beyonce of budgets, tell the truth. How'd you do it last year?
My plan is to be better this year,
okay.
if that answers your question. I had a lot of things.
Feels like a Harley or a vacation or something, but that's okay. Now, you know, and that's actually the point. We're giving you tips.
Right.
We're having a conversation about ways that we think we can help
mm-hmm.
you. And
it's real life conversations. These are things that we apply to our everyday life. You may hear me and Jerome, we're quick to tell a story, but it's just relatable.
And we're cute. We're really yeah. cute
you
together,
can't see
right?
Us, but we're cute. If you see us in the community,
you're going to see more of us on TV.
Just say hey.
Yes, it's okay. It's good, but no.
But I plan my budget this year. I know what things that I did last year that I want to change. I'm just doing some self reflection, setting some different goals. I've added a new savings account. So I have a vacation savings
okay.
account now. So I have
stop
those
it.
Accounts separated.
Stop it.
So, you know, I'm taking my own advice.
Well, and again, that is an excellent point. You know, baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my wife used to tell me when we first started dating.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Take it slow.
And, you know, the things you do now really, really do
mm-hmm.
aid you down the road. And with a little bit of effort and a little bit of planning.
Right.
You know. It really pays off.
It does. It pays off in the long run. And so I'm excited to see that grow. I'm getting ready to plan a vacation. So it'll be for next year. So
okay. Well, if you need someone to drive or carry your bags, let me know.
I will.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break here. And when we come back, we'll talk more about sensible ways
okay.
to spend your tax fee refund this year. So you're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Supertalk 103.3. Stay with us. At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, your power is your money. We've been empowering this community for over 50 years by being there for our members. We're a trusted friend, a member of the family, someone who has your back when it comes to money. Our goal is to make the lives of our members better by giving them the skills to be in control of their financial future and the tools to make that future bright. First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, let us show you what your money can do. Yes, credit unions can do that.
Mississippi's oldest live music scene rocks. Come to Downtown Meridian for national touring acts at two landmark theaters. Enjoy family-friendly festivals and block parties year-round. Check out our music trails and the museum that honors Jimmy Rogers, the Meridian native who invented country music. See up-and-coming talent at the Full Moon on Fifth Outdoor Concert Series or jamming in a brew pub. Great food, craft beers, art, and live music always on tap in historic Downtown Meridian. Go to visitmeridian.com for more information.
All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan. With me, my secret weapon, Crystal Clark.
No E.
No E. Thank you.
You're on a roll today.
You're listening to Your Power, Your Money, brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. So I'd like to remind our listeners that if you have a question for us here at Your Power, Your Money, send us a question or an email, rather, to marketing@1stms.com. firstmississippi.com. That's marketing@firstmississippi.com. If there's a topic that you'd like to address on the show, we get a question, we can answer. You know, send us this email and, you know, be sure to include a way to contact you directly, because when you submit a question to Your Power, Your Money, we'll send you a Your Power, Your Money t-shirt.
Cool.
And they're cool t-shirts.
And they're popular.
Yep. No, we'll get that on the website as well. So here's a question from a listener. It's about emergency fund.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that. We talk about it all the time, really, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about it in just a second. But that's really a great question. All right. How much do I need to start an emergency fund? Well, we know the Dave Ramsey Foundation, who we partner with mm-hmm. to do our financial education, says an emergency fund, you need to start with a lump sum of $1,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we know that it's truly a personal thing. So if you're just starting out on your journey, I'd say just do what you can to start. $20, and put in as much as you can. And there's some ways you can do it, some deductions mm-hmm. and some regimented things, but really just getting started. And you know, I've heard of people that literally do it in cash.
Right.
They have an envelope and they put that in there. But whatever you can manage, what is important is that you'll have a tool that'll help you manage your money a little better.
Right. And another way, not to get off topic, but this is also a great time to go ahead and start your Christmas club. You can stop by any of our locations. We have a branch here in Meridian and also Equipment, and start one today. So the Christmas club is a great way to prepare, you know, for Christmas. We have a couple of months before we get there, but, you know, it comes before we know it.
And so question for me, I was thinking, okay, to start a Christmas club, mm-hmm. I need $100.
No, and I have to correct that. So you don't need $100 to start the Christmas club. Okay. You can start it with whatever you would like. But in order to start earning interest
gotcha.
On your money,
yeah.
you have to have at least a $100 balance in that Christmas club.
Okay, all right.
But it all adds up, and then that just takes the stress off of you when Christmas time comes. You say, hey, I have this lump sum of money. This is what I can work with. I can buy all my Christmas gifts and everything with this budget.
Okay, so what you're saying is if I plan ahead,
mm-hmm.
if I listen to the Beyonce of budgets
That's
and
right.
just do a little bit of planning, mm-hmm. it's going to pay off.
It's going to pay off. And I like that at First Mississippi, you know, we have the debit card roundup.
Right.
So you have that option. So whenever you're swiping your debit card, it'll round that total up to the next dollar amount. And you have the choice to choose what account you want that deposit to go into.
Right.
So that can be your way of funding your emergency fund or your Christmas club without even just realizing it. Again, that adds up.
It's another little point that, you know,
another little
better.
Tool we have little there tool. At First Mississippi.
Because it's all about your power mm-hmm. and your money, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, number two, believe it or not, brilliant segue, fund an emergency savings account
mm-hmm.
or a fund, rather.
Right.
How prepared would you be in an emergency is the question.
Mm-hmm.
If the mere thought is like stress inducing, well, believe me, you're not alone. 57% of Americans are unable to handle $1,000 unexpected expense, hence the Ramsey Foundation $1,000. 81% of Americans did not increase their emergency fund last year at all. Now, doesn't surprise me the way the economy was bouncing up and down and emotions about that. But when you're creating an emergency fund or even just saving money for a rainy day, you can deposit a percentage of your tax refund into a designated savings account, then set up automated weekly or monthly deposits.
Mm-hmm.
Even regular contributions between $50 and $100 or anywhere. And as we said earlier, whatever you can afford, that'll help you grow this in the event of an emergency. I mean, I think last year, you had a hot water heater.
I had a lot of stuff happen
up.
My windshield.
That's right. Oh,
it was
right.
a lot going on. And that goes back to the $20 challenge as well. You know, if you can save $20 a week for a year, you will have that $1,000. So that may be a way, you know, with your tax refund, you can jumpstart that emergency fund and that Christmas savings.
Okay.
Just simple.
All right. Well, number three.
So plan for the future. What are your long-term financial goals? Do you want to build your retirement fund or saving for your children's future education?
A new bike.
Or a new bike, you know, a new car.
A new phone.
Something.
Okay.
It's never too late to start saving, and your tax refund deposit can be a great building block to get you started.
Now, I know you're really thinking lemon drops.
I love lemon
because
drops.
Because or future lemon drops. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Seriously, what other ways First Mississippi can help you plan for the future, like savings account, high interest accounts?
Yes. So, again, visit our website, 1stms.com. We have multiple ways to help you grow your money and plan for the future. We offer IRA accounts. We offer CDs. We offer high yield, vacation, Christmas savings. Whatever you need is something there that we can help you with at First Mississippi. So whether you're planning for, you know, your child's graduation or, again, retirement, we can help you.
Right, right. Well, okay, number four on the list, upgrade your home.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea because, you know, again, not as sexy as the Bahamas.
Not.
But when you make these, you know, kinds of updates to your home, mm-hmm. it could increase the value.
Right.
So a little investment in your living space can go a really long way.
Right, and it could save you on utilities as well.
Absolutely. Are any home upgrades that might decrease your monthly energy bills, mm-hmm. for example, switching to a smart thermostat or installing solar panels. But, you know, this is a time to replace an outdated appliance, for example.
Right.
Upgrade some fixtures in the bathroom in addition to improving functionality or the aesthetic of your home, you'll increase the resale value. And by using your tax refund, it's a painless way to make this upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And doing this gives you the buzz of the gratification of doing a little DIY, but your refund gives you a way to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may need to pay bills, buy clothes, utility, rent, transportation, those four walls we talk about.
Right.
So, and remember, Crystal, the First Mississippi team will be happy to come to your organization, do workshops on all these topics, and you can reach out to us anytime and get that scheduled.
Right. And don't forget, you can send your questions to marketing@1stms.com, and maybe you will be included in the next questions in the show.
Ooh.
Interesting.
All right. Well, that's a great place to take another break. Producer Shelley. All right, let's pause one more time, and when we get back, we'll continue the conversation on your power, your money. Stay with us. At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, your power is your money. We've been empowering this community for over 50 years by being there for our members. We're a trusted friend, a member of the family, someone who has your back when it comes to money. Our goal is to make the lives of our members better by giving them the skills to be in control of their financial future and the tools to make that future bright. First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, let us show you what your money can do. Yes, credit unions can do that.
Mississippi's oldest live music scene rocks. Come to Downtown Meridian for national touring acts at two landmark theaters. Enjoy family-friendly festivals and block parties year-round. Check out our music trails and the museum that honors Jimmy Rogers, the Meridian native who invented country music. See up-and-coming talent at the Full Moon on Fifth Outdoor Concert Series or jamming in a brew pub. Great food, craft beers, art, and live music always on tap in historic Downtown Meridian. Go to visitmeridian.com for more information.
All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan. Again with me today, as always, my right-hand woman, Miss Crystal Clark with no E.
That's right.
Let's wrap this up. We've only got a few minutes left. We're talking about smart ways to spend your tax return.
All right.
I gave this one to you on purpose.
Start a side business.
Ooh, side hustle.
So, you know, I love a good side business. So if you are a regular trader business ideas, if you regularly trade business ideas with your friends or family or daydreaming about creative side ventures, like starting a photography business or opening an online store for homemade goods, your tax refund can be the seed money to bring your ideas to life.
Wow.
So whether you're purchasing a web domain, startup materials, or inventory, you can finally take those first steps toward making a profit.
So that's all those little things. So you've got a little side hustle.
I do.
An amazing little baking cake.
I made four cakes this morning.
Four cakes this morning, mm-hmm. before the sun came up.
Mm-hmm.
So that side hustle, though,
it really counts. It really counts. And then, you know, what I've learned that even when you're going to get a loan, they have to consider those side hustles because
right.
you pay your bills with that. So that's your second you know, it's second form of income. Right. Yes. So I love a side business. Everyone, be creative. Use those hobbies. Turn it into some money.
That's right. All right. Well, let's talk about financial checkups a little more. We're going to do an event in March. And, you know, toward really the 1st of March, you'll hear more details about that. But the idea is we're going to open the credit union after hours.
Right.
Maybe have a food truck, some things to do. Mm-hmm. Come on by and we can do that financial checkup.
Yes. And, the financial checkup can be done anytime. And we also have the luxury of having that option on your mobile app too, but you can come in, you can make sure that your account's up to date, and just, you know, make sure that you're aware of all the service and products that we offer at First Mississippi better help your financial
and
journey.
And we'll have a little fun.
Yeah, we always have fun.
In the meantime, right? Mm-hmm. So achieving financial wellness is a journey that requires understanding, discipline, guidance, and a little bit of celebration.
Right.
It can be fun. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. By planning ahead and acknowledging your progress, setting joyful milestones, and nurturing a healthy relationship with your money, you're setting yourself up for long-term financial success. Your power, your money.
This is how she talks to me all the time. You know, set a joyful milestone, Jerome. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
No, but again, what we're saying there, you know, spend a little time, dig into this stuff, plan, do a little bit of savings. You know, we will come out and teach workshops wherever you need us to.
Yes.
And we do use the Ramsey Foundation, their four-wall strategy. So, you know, that's...
And our partners, Green Path.
Yeah. Green Path has been great. And a lot of this information came from Green Path. So as a member, you log on to firstmississippi.com.
Mm-hmm.
Green Path is a member benefit.
Yes.
You click on Green Path. And, man, the info is really, really
so
good.
So much. And they offer webinars. You see glossaries. You have budgeting worksheets. It's so much information that our membership and community can use. So I'm glad that we're a partner with them.
Green Path's a great partner. And that's just another, you know, option that we give to our members.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not a member, we'd love to have you come by. We can talk you through that. You know, there's a membership. Well, it's not a membership fee. It's a share, $25.
Right.
But that's not a barrier.
It's not a barrier.
We've got a program where we can, you know, give you the $25, and actually it'll put $5, you know, in a starter account. A great way to start one of your grandkids or one of your kids into the whole financial literacy world.
Yes.
Well,
and offering your kids and grandkids a savings account is just an awesome gift. Again, I've had my account at First Mississippi for years. This is the first account that I've had maybe in middle school my mom started.
It's the way to go, man.
You know.
Well, all right. Listen, that's all the time we have for today.
You have tons of time.
Oh, how much time?
You have about 7 minutes.
Oh, well, let's just...
So I guess he didn't see the five.
I saw the two.
I meant seven. Sorry.
Okay. Well, no, that's even better.
Yeah, it's even better.
So let's talk about why it's important to do this financial checkup. You know, we deal a lot with fraud. If, you know, we don't have your updated information, if you're an older account holder, we may not have your driver's license.
Yeah, or correct address. You
or
know,
correct address, correct phone number.
Things change. And so when you come in, we want to make sure that we have a way to contact you. We want you to know the ways that you can contact us. You can text the credit union without even having to call.
That's
and someone can assist you. So a lot of people don't know about that. We have our new ATMs that we have just installed at the building. So they are really nice. Come by and check those out. But beneficiaries, I do want to harp on that because so many people are getting, you know, their tax refund and they're getting automatically deposited into their accounts. You want to protect your money and you want to still have control over your money if something were to happen to you. So make sure that you come by and update those beneficiaries. Make sure, and you can have more than one. Some people think that you can only list one person. You can put as many people on there that you want. We just want to make sure that they're up to date and current.
A little future thinking, right?
Planning ahead.
You maybe only have your spouse, but you really should have, you know, a family member or a trusted family member.
Things change. You could have been married when you first signed up for the account, and now you're divorced. You may have kids now, so you may want to leave them a portion of that money instead of it going to the state and you having to go through a whole system.
Again, it's that planning thing you talk about. You know, we're going to have to see if Beyonce would let us do a little... music. So every time I say Beyonce of budgets, we can
You think she'll come out here and see us?
Oh, I doubt it. I mean,
like, Beyonce of budgets.
We could try, but I think that's probably not going to happen. Fraud is something that we really, really just it happens every day, and some of these stories are just tragic.
Mm-hmm. Heartbreaking.
So the credit union, with all the information in place, we can help you.
Yes.
And the other thing that happens, if something life-changing happens and an account holder, God forbid, passes, mm-hmm. Then that family member, if that info is not up to date.
Right. You're already going through a traumatic event. And so having that burden of not having access to the funds to take care of what you need to, that just adds stress to your life. And, I always like to think like this. If I need my mom and I'm 34, like, I know my son is going to need me when he's older. So I'm thinking that far ahead. Like, if I can't be here physically to help him, I want him to at least not have the burden of, like, having a little cash or having that saving, that little nest egg, some cushion.
And again, it's loud budgeting in a little nutshell.
I want him to know how to handle that money,
That's
too.
Right. That's
so
right.
I have to teach him, how to save, how to budget. So that's important.
Crystal, I want to say something real quick. I've started doing something fun with my son, mm-hmm. and teaching him about, like, how to invest, like,
yes.
the stock market.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, trying to teach them maybe about crypto a little bit.
Crypto is probably going to be a big piece of our world.
It is.
I remember before we had debit cards, when they first, rolled out, mm-hmm. we were very suspicious. We were, what are we going to do with that? I mean,
yeah. right.
I guess we thought that paper thing was a lot more secure, mm-hmm. but you just remember how difficult it was to make an online purchase
right.
the first time
right.
and without the fear of...
Remember those, what do they call it? PODs, pay on delivery.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah! Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like where you would pay like the UPS driver.
Right.
I mean, that was back in the day of like QVC.
Yeah, that's right. And that UPS driver would come to the door. You'd have a balance. You'd pay him. If you didn't have change, you might say, keep the change or
tip.
Right.
No, I'm gonna need that $50 right. back. So it's amazing how
right.
things roll. And I know I've got a Venmo account and. There's a crypto option there.
Right.
I know a friend of mine who bought crypto or was given, I think it was $2 of crypto. This is 5 or 6 years ago at an event when they were just rolling it out. And mm-hmm. now it's worth $500. And
wow.
she looked
That's
at
amazing.
It the other day, couldn't find the password, but looked at it.
Well, don't look at crypto today.
Right
now is a good time to buy because
right.
it's down. But I mean, you're definitely not going to get rich on it overnight.
But this is what I want to say, too. When people think of investing, it doesn't always have to be crypto. You can invest in yourself, again, with
right.
the products that we have at First Mississippi. So investing in yourself is just putting a lump sum of money in a savings account or a CD, and that grows, and it's protected.
Right.
So,
and that CD is so awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it really
you can't
does.
Touch your money either.
Right. And you have different
right.
terms. So whether you want it for short term or long term, 6 months, 5 years, you have those different options. And again, I like that your money is protected. You can see that money. If you need it, you can touch it if you have to. But again, just visit our website and look
and
at
frankly,
our products.
And frankly, this is how the big boys do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They invest money in a high yield account and then they just
reap
scrape
those rewards.
That. Yeah, that's
yeah.
right. And, again, everything is scalable.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's start off slow or small
mm-hmm.
and then work toward what you can do. And we at First Mississippi want to be there to help you with that.
That's right.
So I think, let me say it again, that's all the time we have today.
It is now all the time.
And thank you for joining us on Your Power, Your Money. You can join us each week at 9:06 a.m. at Supertalk 103.3 or go to supertalk.fm, search Your Power, Your Money, and listen to us anytime. Remember,
you can catch me on WTOK Fridays for Financial Fitness Fridays to learn even more about taking control of your money life. For the entire family at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, thank you for listening to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Crystal Clark and my shadow, Jerome Trahan. We thank you for listening.
Have a great weekend.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.